Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 4th.
The Force will be with you, always.
Tesla has placed an order for battery-making machines with Korea's Hanwha on the road to building its own battery cells. The Hanwha Group is of South Korea's massive industrial conglomerates, which is better known in the United States for solar. It is also a producer of manufacturing equipment. The company said in an interview with the Korea Times, quote, "We had a supply deal of battery formation equipment with Tesla. Now, this is one of the last steps in the process of making battery cells, which Tesla hasn't done as of yet. Still an assumption, but it is becoming more clear that Tesla will indeed produce its own cells." Tesla, through its research arm in Canada, has published the results of its research on hybrid lithium-ion and lithium-metal cells, which can be used to create what is best described as all-electric cars with a range extender. The research was conducted by Jeff Don and his team at the University of Delawis in Canada. In the paper, which was published in the science magazine Joule last month, they described a new type of battery cell that takes advantage of both the longevity of lithium-ion cells and the high energy density of lithium-metal cells. The research is still in the early stages, and while they have demonstrated some impressive improvement in performance for hybrid cells, it could still be a long way to commercialization. Tesla Gigafactory Shanghai looks like it's about to double in size, as shown in a new drone video. Now, this news is coming amid Tesla committing to produce the Model Y in China. Now, in addition to the new giant building, which seems almost as big as the first phase, Tesla has several other small buildings. Well, small in comparison, they're still quite large, and they're being built on site. These new buildings are expected to enable battery module and electric motor production. Currently, Tesla Shanghai is reportedly now capable of making 3,000 Model 3 vehicles per week during its first quarter results, which it reported. In a new Twitter comment, Elon Musk talks about the possibility of developing a game for Tesla cars using augmented reality while driving. The CEO posted on Twitter last weekend, quote, "Anyone think they can get a good multiplayer Minecraft working on Tesla? Or maybe create a game that interacts virtually with reality like Pokemon Go while driving safely? Like a complex version of Pac-Man or Mario Kart?" Now, many of us would like Elon to elaborate a little more on what he meant when he said, "while safely driving." If Tesla ever had to replace your onboard computer for service, be aware that Tesla has been throwing away computers without wiping them, leaving some customer accounts compromised. A popular Tesla hacker known as Green has acquired several of these computers and managed to find a lot of information about previous owners. Green shared proof with Electrek that these computers can be found in Tesla's service center dumpsters. Green has shared this vulnerability with Tesla, who said that they have launched an investigation. Tesla aims to eventually become a massive distributed electric utility, and we've now learned of a new product called AutoBidder, which appears to be the next step in that direction. The company describes AutoBidder on its website, saying, quote, "AutoBidder provides independent power producers, utilities, and capital partners the ability to autonomously monetize battery assets." Now, the new platform doesn't only work with Tesla products, and it appears to be compatible with any type of storage. At the end of the month, Nissan will present its new operational performance plan. Early media reports show that Tesla will expand cooperation with Mitsubishi for plug-in hybrids in Asia and Renault for EVs in Europe. Japan's Yomiuri Shimbun newspaper reported last month that Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi Motors plan to strengthen their alliance by jointly developing electric vehicles. The three-company alliance will increase the number of models to be launched through joint development. Nissan will introduce the all-electric Nissan Ariya crossover as soon as 2021. But at the moment, there are few details and no firm commitments for a production date. Volkswagen is planning to produce a small electric car at a low price point for mass-market consumers, mostly in Europe and Asia. Automotive News reported on Saturday that the cars will be based on the highly modified version of Volkswagen's MEB electric platform. The architecture would be shortened to about 13 feet, and the goal is to bring the cost below 20,000 euros. This could be the ID.1 model that was mentioned earlier by Ralf Brandstätter, Volkswagen's chief operating officer, who said that this badge name was indeed in development. A Toronto-based company called First Cobalt said today that it would become North America's first producer of cobalt sulfate, which is a crucial element for EV batteries. Now, the move comes as car companies are actively trying to reduce reliance on cobalt. Tesla and General Motors are reportedly working to develop batteries that don't use cobalt. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a Chinese personal mobility company called Niu, spelled N-I-U, has released their sport electric scooter in America. The scooter is powered by a Bosch hub motor rated for a nominal 3,000 watts of power, and it reaches speeds of up to 43 miles an hour. Range is said to be 50 to 52 miles per charge, and the battery is a 60-volt 26-amp-hour pack. MSRP is $3,799. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.